I was wrong all of these years. All of these years I was wrong. Yes, the governor can mandate medicine. The president can mandate medicine. Your employer can mandate medicine. And the clerk at Trader Joe's is better than a doctor. He didn't even have to go to medical school. And he can tell you to suffocate. He can tell you to have the nasal assault. It's absolutely brilliant.
Hey friends, let me hop in here real quick. This is a blast from the past. I recorded this video after one of my experiences in the court of law, shall we say. So please buckle up and enjoy the ride.
Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I have some amazing news for you. I have historic news. The news that I'm going to share with you is something that is going to change the trajectory of our country. An Orange County Superior Court has canceled our constitutional republic. It's absolutely fantastic. Do you know what that means, friends? That means that we don't have to worry about electing any of our public servants ever again. You do not have to go to any board meetings. You don't have to go to a school board meeting. You don't need to go to a city council meeting. You don't need to go to the state of your state legislature and protest or give them any information. You don't have to go to your county board of supervisors or your county commissioners, because in one fell swoop, this judge, McConville, yes, that's his name, McConville, actually has ruled that a governor can take care of everything, that the governor can tell the legislature what to do. Isn't that fantastic? We no longer have three co-equal branches of government. We only have one. It's so much simpler. It's so streamlined. We only need one tyrant, only one serpent who will tell you to close your business. Why? Because he said so. Because the governor said so. Yes. So those of you that closed your business, maybe even unwillingly, those of you that lost your job because the business closed, those of you that couldn't afford to pay rent because where you were working, shut down, and you're asking me, Peggy, why did that happen? I have the exact answer. Are you ready? Because the governor said so. I'm going to have a t-shirt that's made that says, because the governor said so. Yes, those of you that had to keep your children out of school, even though you were working, even though they fell behind in their studies, even though they became extremely depressed, and even though some of your children actually committed suicide, this superior court in California says, don't worry about it. Why? Because the governor said so. It is the most brilliant form of government. And now they've tried it in other countries. I remember they did it in China with Mao. They must have made some mistakes because it wasn't sustained. And they also did that with Stalin. Yes, that was in Russia. That was a one-man rule as well. And what was the other one you're talking about in Germany? Oh, yes, the name that can't be uttered on this platform or I'll get a strike. They all were the forerunners of this style of government that has now been issued in because of the ruling in my lawsuit from Judge McConville, who has, with one stroke of the pen, has completely canceled our constitutional republic. So I'll just back up a little bit before I continue on this very streamlined system that we're going to have now. You see, many years ago, let's say, a little bit more than 200 years ago, our forefathers realized that having power concentrated in one serpent's hands could lead to something unsavory, like slavery, totalitarianism, let's say authoritarianism, communism, all of those kinds of isms that are antithetical to our God-given desire for freedom. So knowing that human beings are corrupt and that they will want to grab more power and they have big egos. Maybe they do it for money. Maybe they're blackmailed. Maybe they simply are serpents and serve evil. Our framers of the Constitution wanted to guard against that. And they came up with a system that was unique in the entire world. No other country to this day has the same political system as the United States used to have. And the United States used to have what was called, I know it's kind of like old fashioned, but it used to be called a constitutional republic. Now, some of you, not you smart, healthy Americans, but all y'all, the others that aren't quite on the ball, they think that it's a democracy. Like Gavin Newsom, yes, that's how you pronounce it. Gavin Newsom, who I'm going to cover in my upcoming video, is touring the country trying to save democracy because I guess he doesn't know how to spell socialism. And we don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic, which means there is a constitution that is a contract between we the people and those that we give authority to govern us. Now, here's a simple question from Professor Peggy. Out of the three branches of government, which branch of government that used to exist did the Constitution describe first? Are you ready? I'll give you a few more seconds to put your answer in the comment. Which branch of government was described and created by our Constitution when it was first made? And what do you say, the president? The executive branch? No, no, that's not it. The judicial branch with the courts and the law enforcement? No, 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 that wasn't it. Ah, bingo, the legislative branch. You don't need to worry about that anymore. It's gone. It does not exist any longer because Judge McConville said so. Because the governor gets to call all the shots. That's the executive branch. But our Constitution that used to exist found that the legislative branch was so important that that was described first and it was created first in our country that used to exist when it was first created, no longer, any longer. The reason why I believe that our framers of the Constitution described the legislative body in such great detail, down to how many representatives, when they would be elected, how you could get rid of them, what their powers were, what their powers weren't. It was highly described because no other country in the world had that type of system. What they had was, are you ready for it? One man rule. Although, you know, some of them weren't really men when you look back in history, but let's just play along with them, shall we? So it was one person rule, albeit politically correct here. And the framers, excuse me, I'm getting all choked up with this amazing news. The framers decided that they did not want to concentrate power into the evil hands of the evildoers who would corrupt the people as had been done previously. So they decided that there would be three co-equal branches of government to provide what's called checks and balances. So there is an executive branch of government, which would include the governor and the president and a mayor and whoever would be the executive in a political system. They don't make laws. Well, let me just say they didn't used to make laws, but now it's super streamlined. It's absolutely, you don't need to worry about going to these meetings. These meetings don't have to happen because Judge McConville said so. He said that they don't have to take a vote. Judge McConville, in his ruling that came out today in my case, which we are going to appeal, stated very clearly that we don't need to be fussing with all of these public meetings. That's just a waste of time. Why in the world would these public serpents want to listen to you and what you have to say? They know better than you. And as a matter of fact, they don't have any power anyway. It's the governor. So I predict that all of the boards of supervisors, all of the city councils, all of the water districts, all of the school boards, maybe even the HOAs will be done with. Why? Because the governor said so. The governor is going to tell you what to do. We don't need laws. We don't need a state legislature. So think of all the money that we're going to save. We no longer need to pay all of the state senators. As a matter of fact, let's just apply it to the entire country. We don't need to pay for the US senators. We don't need to pay for our US representatives. It's absolutely just brilliant. It's mind-boggling. One person can call all the shots. There no longer needs to be any rule of law. Those that were selected to represent us, they don't have to follow the law. It is so simple. We don't have to make these laws anymore. One person gets to rule. I just think it's absolutely, how can I put it, flabbergasting. Yes, friends, that's exactly what happened. Orange County, California, making history, canceling our constitutional republic with one ruling from Judge McConville. Now, If you would like to tell Judge McConville exactly what you think of his ruling, if you would like to give your opinion about this new form of government that we have where just one person gets to tell all of the legislatures what to do. They don't need to vote. They don't need to have meetings. They don't need to have public hearings. They don't need to do anything other than wait and listen for Daddy Governor to tell them what to do. It's so simple and streamlined. Why didn't we think of it before? Oh, we did think of it before. Actually, the Russians thought of it. The Germans thought of it. The Italians even thought of it. Let's see, did I mention the Chinese thought of it? So we are far, far ahead of schedule in terms of the destruction of our country. Trump said the nation is in decline. It's not in decline. I'm here to say it is not in decline. It is absolutely, are you ready for it? Destroyed. It's decimated. It does not exist. And I know many of you healthy Americans have been telling me this for a long time. You said, Peggy, what are you even doing? The law is not upheld. Well, I'm telling you, friends, we don't have to worry about the law because there is no law. There is no law other than the words that come out of one person's mouth. And apparently, that is going to be the way forward. So don't need to go to the board meetings, don't need to send any letters unless you would like to tell Judge McConville exactly what you think of his ruling. And if you are interested in that, you need to get on my Substack. It's 100% free. That's how I'm going to show you how to contact him. Oh yes, you can send him emails, you can send a letter. I think there is even a system where you can file a formal, dare I say, complaint against the judge. Only those of you that are not in favor of this absolutely amazing system that's so streamlined, it's so simple. It is just, I am glad that I played a part in it. I'll just put it that way, all right? I know. I went to bat in an old-fashioned way of thinking that, let's see, that truth mattered. Yeah, I thought that when I presented facts that they actually had some weight. Silly me. Facts don't matter. Truth does not matter. And most of all, are you ready? The law does not matter. That's why for the last 3 years, they never used the word law. They used their favorite word, which I never uttered until I filed my lawsuit. And their favorite word was, are you ready for it? Are you going to tell me? Do you know what it is? Two guys having a cup of coffee, right? A mandate. Yeah, mandate. You're mandated to stay home. You're mandated to close your business. You're mandated to take your kids out of school. You're mandated to suffocate yourself. You're mandated to have a nasal rape. And you're mandated to become a human pincushion if you want to keep your job, travel, or participate in society. So they love that word mandate. They didn't use the word law because none of it was a law. And of course, I was at the forefront of teaching people that no governor can make a law. Silly me. Silly me. Of course the governor can make a law. We do not need any legislative branches at all. Do away with the water board. Do away with your HOA. Do away with your city council, your school board, your whatever board you might sit on. Maybe you're at some women's group or something. You don't need that. One person gets to call the shots. Simple, streamlined. What do you think about them apples, friends? Yeah. What was that? Very interesting. I'm going to do a follow-up video and I'm going to talk about what did I call him? The tyrant in chief? That's kind of a weak way of describing the totalitarian takeover. There's got to be another descriptive word that just eludes me right now. Dear leader, glorious leader, our father of our state, and soon to be of our country because he's out campaigning right now. If you love what's going on in California, you are going to love what's going to happen in the United States. I've been telling all of you what happens in California is the precursor to what's going to happen in the United States. So if you like this simplified version of life, I don't know if that's the right word to use, slavery, is that the word that I should be using? Then you know what? You're all in. You don't need to send a letter to Judge McConville. You don't need to do a judicial complaint that he's not doing his job or that he is obstructing justice or that you don't have to do any of that or that he delayed justice because of the many weeks that the lawsuit dragged on. And you don't need to point out the fact that we already won the lawsuit back in September. Yes, we won the lawsuit in September and Judge Lee ordered the county So silly now when I think back on it, to hold a meeting, hold a meeting. I mean, how ridiculous would that be? Let the public hear what's going on. Why do we need to hear? I know it's kind of silly now, but back at the day, I thought it was important. So the judge ruled in my favor and he ordered the county to hold the meeting. And guess what? They never did. Naughty, naughty county. But guess what? They didn't even get a slap on the hand. Now, that's because of this new amazing system where their votes don't matter. Their meetings don't matter. Judge McConville said so. He said, I know I keep repeating myself because it's just so amazing. He said, Judge McConville said that the governor can tell the county what to do. I just think it's brilliant. So that means the president can tell the Congress what to do. And the president can tell the Senate what to do. And the president can tell you what to do. And me. And all y'all, because Judge McConville said so. Yeah, he got rid of that pesky, clunky, outdated constitutional republic. And he's ushering in this much more streamlined, democratic socialism, totalitarianism, authoritarianism, one person rule. It's so simple. You don't have to have all those meetings. You don't have to write the letters. It's just going to be a whole new way of life. Now, what's interesting, instead of giving the county what would be called, let's see, how do you put it? Contempt of court. Yeah, contempt of court is when you defy the court and you don't follow the order. But that doesn't matter anymore. The county didn't have to follow the order that Judge Lee gave. And then here's what's even more interesting. Judge McConville, who was, I think, our, how do I keep track? Maybe our fourth judge, maybe it was even the fifth judge. Some of them were asleep on the job. I can't keep track. He actually ruled in our favor also a couple of weeks ago. He said that we're right, that the county did not hold a meeting. I know it's so complicated. You probably think there's more to the lawsuit than this. You are saying, Peggy, certainly your lawsuit could not be about the county not holding a meeting about the emergency, which we're still in, by the way. Orange County, California is still in a COVID emergency. It has not ended because you don't end a legislative action by a memorandum by a, not even by the governor, but by the county attorney. Now, isn't that interesting? Maybe that's what's going to happen. Maybe the attorneys are going to be ruling because in Orange County, the attorney, which maybe you want to send him a letter too. Oh yes, Leon Page, we go way back. Oh, he even left me a few interesting phone calls and I wouldn't call them threatening and intimidating per se, other than the fact that they were threatening and intimidating and, you know, and I kept a copy of them. But let's just set that aside, shall we? We'll let that one go. He's the one that just sent a little memorandum saying, the emergency's over. Well, that's so interesting because the law that used to exist said that the county, the five people that were selected to be the serpents, that they were supposed to hold the vote and they were supposed to vote. That's what the law said. But Leon Page said, oh, you know, it's just so complicated to have a meeting. We're going to have five serpents there. They're going to all have to vote. I mean, why in the world would we spend time wasted doing that? I'll just call the shots, if you know what I'm saying. And I'll call the shots because the governor said so. Yes, the governor said so. Because the governor said so. I'm going to make a t-shirt, probably a bumper sticker. If I had any money, which I don't, after paying for this lawsuit, I would make a billboard. And what's that you ask? Yes, we are going to appeal. We are going to appeal because you know what? Why not? We've gone so far. And it's all turning out very interesting and amazing. And I want to continue to bring you the news. So McConville actually unrolled his order, his tentative ruling that said we were correct. Again, that's two victories in our favor. And then he said, well, you know, since the governor ended the emergency, you don't have to follow this law. Actually, the governor himself, this is what's funny. I know. We'll just put this as our closing comment here. The totalitarian, you know, communisticitarian governor of California, dear leader, our dear father leading us, glorious ruler, he even told the county, he cited the law that said the county has to end their own local emergency. In his executive order, he said, every county must end their own emergency based on California Health and Safety Code 101080. Yes, some of you lovely, healthy Americans have made me posters and bumper stickers and cards and letters with California Health and Safety Code 101080 because I've been talking about it for 3 years, going on 4 years actually. And even the dear glorious ruler acknowledged that the board has to end its own emergency. So in Orange County, we're still in a COVID emergency. If you would like to let the public servants know how you feel about still being in a COVID emergency in Orange County, I think it's probably the only county in the state that's done it. They're just groundbreaking. I mean, and it's amazing because Orange County used to be the most conservative county in the state. Let me say among the most conservative counties in the state. And I just think it's stunning, astounding, that it can go from conservative to communistic like within a few years. I mean, it's talk about moving at the speed of science. It's absolutely flabbergasting. So I hope that you've been on this roller coaster with me this afternoon here, bringing you all of this amazing news. And I just wanted to let you know that things are going to be so much simpler. We don't need to think for ourselves. We don't need to make any have any responsibilities. We don't need to make decisions. We just listen to the glorious leader tell us what to do because he said so. So I think it's absolutely stunning. And if you would like to give your opinion to the judge and give your opinion to the Orange County public servants, why don't you hop on my free Substack? And I have a link for you below. I'm going to take a look at your comments here. And I just think it's what a time to be alive. I used to think it would be an amazing time to be alive when this country was founded. I get to be alive while this country is being destroyed. I mean, who'd have thought of it? That God put me in this position to be on the front lines of this destruction right before my eyes and to have the judge rule in my case that our constitutional republic is no more. We don't need these legislative bodies. They just get in the way. There is one person that can tell us what to do. It's so simple. Maybe McConville needs to have his case reviewed by an appellate court who actually understands the law. Oh, I said that word again. Silly me, we don't need to say that word. LAW, just erase it. Use the word mandate. I was wrong all of these years. All of these years I was wrong. Yes, the governor can mandate medicine. The president can mandate medicine. Your employer can mandate medicine. And the clerk at Trader Joe's is better than a doctor. He didn't even have to go to medical school. And he can tell you to suffocate. He can tell you to have the nasal assault. It's absolutely brilliant. We don't have to make any decisions for ourselves anymore. So who's with me here on board?
Friends, one more thing before you go. If you are interested in finding out what I use for my skin, this is it. It's my handcrafted 100% organic youth serum. It is made with botanical ingredients. I call it a skin renewal infusion. It's the only thing I use on my skin along with this handcrafted soap. And you can find out more about this little gift set that I put together for you. And that is over at youthserum.com. That's my coastal inspired skincare for smooth, radiant, healthy skin. There are different offerings that I have here for you, friends. And my philosophy is that true beauty comes from a life well lived, but a little youth serum helps. It's not about turning back the clock. It's about looking and feeling your best. I did a video for you previously about is this superficial thinking about and caring about your appearance? And I believe it's a way to honor God by taking care of the precious life he has gifted you with. And speaking of gifts, this makes a perfect little gift. There is a zippered canvas cosmetic case and then a full size of the youth serum and your choice of key lime or coastal coconut. And again, that is over at youthserum.com. You can also take a look at my before and after pictures. That's what my skin looked like when I was following the dermatologist regimen. And of course, you see me on the videos. And well, here's a picture of me here. That is what I look like now. Yes, I have wrinkles. Anyone would. It's a natural side effect of aging, but the texture and quality of my skin has improved because of my youth serum. So if you're the least bit interested, try it out. There is a money back guarantee, and you can join the hundreds of very satisfied
clients and customers that are coming back for their second bottle and third and fourth, because once you try it, I predict that it will be a healthy addiction for you. All right. Thanks again, everybody. That's over at youthserum.com. And I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.